All right, time to dive into something pretty cool, rapid website and mobile app development with something called Wizards Toolkit. Looks like we've got a pretty good handle on this one. They even dug up the marketing material, tech specs, even some testimonials. Color me impressed.
Someone was doing their homework for this deep dive. They even managed to snag the elusive Unleash Digital Magic tagline. Haven't seen that one in a while.
Okay, so maybe not actual magic, right?
Mm.
But it's got to be pretty slick to justify a tagline like that. What is this Wizard's Toolkit, and what kind of sorcery are we talking about?
Well, it's all about giving developers superpowers, but instead of capes, we're thinking more like a souped-up toolkit. But the cool thing is it's built on familiar technologies, you know, PHP, SQL, JavaScript, the stuff a lot of developers are using every day already. And that's key because it means your existing team won't have to, you know, climb a steep learning curve to get started.
So it's like a power-up.
Mm-hmm.
For the tools they're already using, that's pretty smart. But hold on, 2009, that's ancient history in the tech world. What's kept this Wizard's Toolkit relevant all this time when so many others have, you know, fallen by the wayside?
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that makes it interesting. It's been around the block a few times. It's seen trends come and go, which means it's had time to adapt. It's had time to evolve. It's not some fly-by-night solution. And, you know, that kind of longevity speaks volumes.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely reassuring in a world that's always chasing the next big thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's be real for a sec. Low code is everywhere these days. So what's the elevator pitch here? Why should our listener, who clearly follows this world pretty closely, care about Wizard's Toolkit?
So imagine this. You need to build an app, and you need it yesterday. Wizard's Toolkit gives you a massive head start. We're talking about maybe even building an app solo in the time it took an entire team using traditional methods. So that's the kind of speed and efficiency we're talking about here.
Wow, that's a serious time saver. But is it just about speed, or is there more to it?
It's definitely about working smarter, not harder. Wizard's Toolkit comes with all the essentials already built in, things that developers often spend hours coding from scratch, user registration, login systems, basic dashboard, you know, all that stuff. But, and this is important, you're not stuck with some cookie cutter solution. Wizard's Toolkit gives users full access to the source code so you can customize, you can tweak it to your heart's content.
So you have the freedom to tinker under the hood if you want to. That's what I like to hear. But it's not just about dragging and dropping pre-built blocks, is it? There's some pretty cool features. You highlighted some pretty cool features in your notes. Can you tell us about those?
Oh, yeah. There's some really cool stuff. Let's talk about the report manager. So imagine this. Your SQL team, instead of like wrestling with code all day, they can just whip up these interactive web reports, you know, with charts and graphs and all that, all without breaking a sweat. That's the beauty of the report manager.
Okay, so that's huge for anyone who's dealing with data, especially data-heavy applications.
Yeah.
I can see the appeal there for sure. It's like turning data into insights instantly.
Exactly, and it gets even better because we live in a mobile-first world now, right? And Wizard's Toolkit totally gets that. Not only will your creations, you know, look fantastic on phones, it can actually help you take those projects and turn them into, like, full-fledged native apps down the line.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're covered on both fronts, web and mobile. No need to reinvent the wheel for different platforms.
Yes.
That's some serious forward thinking.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
Okay, let's talk about a feature that often gets overlooked. But it can save you from some major headaches down the road, data saving and logging.
Okay.
So imagine this. You have this built-in audit trail. It just automatically tracks every single change that's made to your database, who made it, what they changed, and when Wizard's Toolkit just does it for you.
Hold on. So we're not just talking about version control here. We're talking about like a full-blown detective agency for your data.
Exactly.
That's incredible for debugging, for security, or even just understanding how people are using your data.
Right. And it saves you from having to write, you know, tons of custom code to do the same thing. Plus, you don't have to answer that question of who changed what and when.
Which is always a fun one, not. Speaking of avoiding headaches, though, you mentioned agile development, and I'm curious. With all this speed and flexibility we're talking about with Wizard's Toolkit, it seems like it'd be a perfect fit for that whole approach, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, you're spot on. Agile is all about, you know, adapting to changes quickly. And Wizard's Toolkit is almost like having a turbocharged engine for your whole development process. Faster development cycles mean that you can respond to changes really quickly, and that's, you know, that's agile gold right there.
Yeah, it's like going from 0 to 60 in the world of app development.
Exactly, and there's another agile bonus here too. Wizard's Toolkit can actually help you tackle the monster in the room technical debt, you know, that thing that just keeps growing when you cut corners to meet deadlines. And by, you know, by providing this solid foundation and automating a lot of those tedious tasks, it frees you up to actually focus on building good code. Clean, efficient code that won't turn into a complete nightmare later on.
Music to any developer's ears.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the people actually using Wizards Toolkit. We've got these testimonials. What are they saying?
This is what I love. One user actually said that they accomplish more by themselves, solo, using Wizards Toolkit than an entire team did in 2 months with traditional methods, which is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's wild. And it really drives home what we were talking about earlier with, you know, efficiency and everything. It's not just about speed. It's about giving these developers the tools to do more with less.
Totally. And speaking of, you know, happy developers, another user was just raving about how impressed their clients were with how fast things were moving and with the quality of the work that they were getting.
Of course, that's the dream, isn't it? Building amazing things really fast. So we've heard from the creators of Wizards Toolkit. We've heard from the people who are actually out there using it every day. But what's the bigger picture? Is low-code just a fad, or is it, you know, really the future?
That's the big question, right? And, you know, Gartner, they're a pretty big deal when it comes to research and all that. They're predicting that by 2024, a whopping 65% of application development is going to be done using these low-code platforms.
Wow. Okay, so that's not just a small shift.
No, it's a pretty seismic shift in how we think about software development.
So it sounds like low-code is becoming the new normal.
I think so. And it's not about replacing developers entirely or anything like that. If anything, it's about giving them the tools to do what humans do best. You know, think creatively, solve those really complex problems, and ultimately build the future.
And speaking of big ideas and the future, there's this one line from Wizards Toolkit that really caught my eye. Our code writes code. Sounds kind of crazy, right?
It's a bit like science fiction, isn't it? Yeah. But that's really what Wizards Toolkit is doing. It's taking care of those repetitive, tedious tasks, basically writing those bits of code for you so you don't have to, which then frees you up to focus on the more interesting stuff, the really creative stuff, the really complex problems, the stuff that really moves the needle.
It really makes you wonder, you know, what could you do if you could hand off all of those, you know, repetitive tasks to something like Wizards Toolkit? What incredible things could you create if you were just laser focused on the truly innovative parts of your work? It's really something to think about. This has been a wild ride. Rapid development, low code, the future of software.
It has been fascinating. And, you know, Wizards Toolkit really does seem like it has something special going for it. That blend of powerful features, you know, fitting into the whole agile way of doing things. And then this whole our code writes code idea. It's definitely a compelling, compelling solution.
Well, that's it for this deep dive. We really went deep into Wizards Toolkit capabilities, benefits, and how it might just change how we build software forever. We saw how it empowers developers, streamlines those workflows, and maybe even, you know, sprinkles a little bit of digital magic along the way. Until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep diving deep into the world of tech.